Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A sad story now, and one that really goes back a couple of decades. It's been 20 years, in fact, since actor Matt Dillon got his big break as a drug addict and narcotics thief in the shoot 'em up Gus Van Sant cult classic drugstore cowboy movie. Perhaps you remember him in it.
My name is Bob, and this is a picture of me. It was 1971, and me and my friends had just got an apartment in Portland, Oregon.
You know, it just seems like the other day I was saying it looks like Bobby Hughes finally slowed down a little bit, and then bam, you knock off another pharmacy.
Thing is, no matter how good a rip-off artist you are, sooner or later, you pay the price.
The story of living pharmacy robbery to pharmacy robbery is the basis of the story Drugstore Cowboy. It was written by Daniel Yost, who collaborated with the man that Dillon's character was based on, who was in and out of jail at the time that the movie was written. But now we learn, at 73 years old, he's headed for another stint in the slammer. James Fogel is on his way to the slammer. Daniel Yost, what do you think about your former collaborator really creating a sequel for his own movie?
Well, it's very sad, really. His history is a recurring crime when he's out of prison. A part of it has to do with poverty. He was only making $500 a month through Social Security. He had no other means of support. And he was homeless some of the time. It leads to desperation.
In many ways, he contacted you out of the same desperation to try to get out of this cycle of crime by trying to get you interested in his memoir.
Yeah, actually, he originally sent a novel to someone else, and I got a hold of the novel, and I collaborated in rewriting it, and that was way back in the 70s, and I've received 800 pages of letters since then, off and on, most written when he's in prison. Also, he wrote most of his novels when he was in prison. He's written 8 or 9 novels, and out of that, I've made 5 screenplays.
And why do you think that didn't have an impact on him changing his life for good, or do you think that the screenplays and the movies are part of the pattern? He's going back for more material.
Well, no, it really is. It has to do with addiction and poverty, and a combination in the fact that he, although he did have a trade as a machinist, which he utilized in prison, and sometimes when he was out of prison, most of the time he was kind of at sea when he was out of prison. It just kind of the pattern of his life, starting at age 12.
There is actually a sequel to Drugstore Cowboy, and you've written it, right?
Yes, that's correct. And we're on the verge of getting financing for it, and hopefully it'll get made. Only one movie has been made, and only one book has been published, and that both is Drugstore Cowboy. He actually has, you know, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of material here that is very entertaining, and he's a great character writer. And hopefully out of this, if we get a couple more movies made and a couple more books published, hopefully when he does get out next time, we'll be able to create a foundation for a more stable life so he can end his life out of prison.
Well, best wishes for James Fogel, who has been arrested again for robbing a pharmacy. He collaborated with my guest, Daniel Yost, screenwriter of Drugstore Cowboy, who joined us from Portland, Oregon. Daniel, thanks so much.
You're welcome.